CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good evening. Welcome to my lair. Today I read a beautiful review for our film Debbie and the Devil, and I destroy a hater. If you go against us, you are a gabagool, a gabafool, as they say in Sopranos. Enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
So Reggie Watts does a thing where he says, actor speeds.
Oh, yeah? How, you know?
He's funny, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
He knows all the set lingo.
Nice.
Actor speeds. All right, so.
You know, this is like the new vibe, you know.
You know?
We've gone two. We're doing good.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. I could be anywhere.
That's the scary part. You know, you could just put me in a pile of trash in the middle of an island. And
well, no. April could be in an exotic island. Hey, now listen, the messed up thing is the listener can't see that fun. So you got to go to our YouTube and check all this
out.
And stuff, because our world is getting super fun. How you been, compa? How's it going?
I've been good. Yeah, it's nice to be back. Thanks for having me. What's the new name of your show?
It's either going to be Mr. Red's Lair or Mr. Red's Magic Kingdom. But I fuck Magic Kingdom, because that sounds like Disney. But no, Mr. Red's Lair. This is
like
my lair.
Though. But
you like it?
I like Lair.
Maybe
like
if
Lair.
I'm in a shitty mood, Mr. Red's Lair. If I'm in a good mood, Magic Kingdom.
True.
Like you've seen me tantrum.
So the show will either be called one or the other, and sometimes both.
Right. And the thing is, just
might be a little hard for marketing.
Right. Looking at your eyes, I
just
can tell that makes you a little nuts. Like, you know, because you don't like that. And I respect that.
I'm just kidding. It's your show, but you know, we gotta.
You're
pick
about
one.
Absolute organization. Also, sitting in the background behind the blue screen. I don't mean blue screen. I mean the actual thing that April is in.
You mean the wall?
The wall is Ashley, who just, listen, April, I got to bring you up to speed some business before I do some really fun stuff. But, April.
Yes, talk to me.
You are my producing partner and creative partner, and I look forward to your film that you are making and that you're in the process of bubbling up in a cauldron. Because you are a bruja, and I respect that.
I like that.
And I love you so much, and I love Ashley.
Love you
and I
too.
Love everybody here, and Blake. I love you, man.
We're too.
Thank you. Ah! Ah!
He's been waiting a long time to hear that.
Right. Thank you, Blake. Hey, man. Well, listen,
I love you too.
Thank you. Well, he was at the premiere. Anybody, you know, we're all... We're all in this family and stuff. And Debbie and the Devil, check it out. That's how we all know each other. We made this amazing film.
But that's right. We sure did. It's on Vimeo on demand. But we'll
Vimeo
do
on demand.
Plugs later.
Yeah. And so, April, what I wanted to talk to you about is something that, you know, Ashley and I began the collaboration. They say don't count your chickens before they hatch.
That's right.
But I think it's going to be just a matter of months before Tyler Sheridan is making us breakfast.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
I want to be a writer and director and actually star on the second season of 1883, and Ashley as well, playing Esmeralda, the mysterious woman who killed a man for stealing the book textbooks of school children.
Okay.
You dig?
Why do you want to star in the show?
Because I think I was explaining to them that it's very like deep about like American history and stuff like that. And at the beginning, it always starts with like a monologue about like American mm-hmm. America.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I hear her words, I think, oh, I wish this was Ashley. And then, so, you like, know what I mean?
Nas is the biggest patriot I know.
I am. I love America. And
I don't know anyone that's written more songs about America. Than
right, right. Nah. And also, I love, hey, Blake, were you excited about the Rams? Don't fuck with my Rams. Don't fuck with them.
And the biggest fake sports fan.
No. April. Dude, do you know what we do here in LA?
I don't really care.
No, Blake, but can I tell you something?
You can't leave me out, man. I don't know sports.
April, you know this, because we're Angelinos. At a Rams, like when the Rams are big and they're doing their thing, you have to, like when you see people, it's like the secret, you go like this. It's the Rams.
You look like
code.
Like a bug with an antenna.
Yeah, but it's
that's what they do.
Yes,
that's what they do.
You do
that's
that at do? Bars, and then also like when I'm talking to my family members or friends. Do you know what I like to do? I just want to mention this because I wish I could do this with the camera, but I don't want to damage the camera. I put the phone on the ground, and then I dance, and then I do that, and I look into anyway. Okay, listen. I'm serious. Listen to me. So 1883, I'll bring you up to speed. It's about our forefathers and how they sacrificed their lives for the American Portland Golden Trail. And I love that story and stuff. And I want Ashley to play Esmeralda. And the thing is, I want season two, with respect, Mr. Sheridan, I want season two to be her giving the monologues and stuff. So I recorded, recorded some of her dialogue.
Love it.
What I'm thinking is, before we listen... Yeah. I'm thinking because I want to be in it as Kamiar Barnabas, okay? And Kamiar Barnabas is like this Iranian cowboy that migrated by ship to the Great Plains of America.
Oh.
And Kamiar is like this cowboy and stuff, and he's just really cool. And like the thing is in the show, and I'm not making this up. Ashley might think this is interesting, but like in the show, the first season, like this girl that does this narration, she's really dramatic. Like the first show, she like has sex with the guy, and then the guy gets killed. So then she kills the guy that kills him, and she goes ah. And then the next episode, she's kind of over it. She flirts with this other guy, so she's over it. Then the next episode, she meets this like Native American guy, and then she sleeps with him, and then marries him, and then he leaves her and says like, "You belong to the countryside and you are mine forever." And then when he leaves, she goes like, "I am Tutuwaka," or something. Like she says, like, I think she gives herself a name or something. It was cultural appropriation at its finest.
Oh,
and then so she's really like that. So I want to sort of reset, not that the great actress who plays her, I don't know her name, I forgot, forgive me. I'm still getting over the fact that I pronounced Zendaya's name wrong. Zendaya, right? Zendaya.
What were you saying?
Zendaya. But can I say why? Because I'm Persian, because maybe
I know
I speak English. Yeah. No.
I always say Zendaya.
But
Zendaya.
Zendaya, Ashley?
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
I don't know. Zendaya.
Well, the thing is, okay. Whatever it is.
Put some respect on her name.
We put respect on the name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Blake?
Mm-hmm.
I would be so upset.
She's from Oakland. I don't know if you knew
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you know her peep? Like, did you swim in similar circles? Did you smoke with Zendaya?
No.
So she wasn't a real life druggie.
Right.
In the streets of Oakland.
So,
like
yeah.
She was.
Oh, so that's her thing in Euphoria, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She's all strung up. Does she ever get clean? Does she get clean and then she gets fucked up again?
Well, it's spoilers.
We don't care.
Okay.
I don't watch the show.
Spoiler alert for our audience. Just cover your ears.
Okay. Wait. 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Timestamp this as well. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, at the end of the season finale of season two, it's sort of implied that she's going to get clean, and she's definitely doing the best that she has been the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. It's kind of like open-ended.
But during
Yeah, I mean, she's continuously trying to get clean, and then she'll, you know, go back down that rabbit hole again, get worse, and it gets pretty bad.
What is she strung out on?
Everything.
Oxys or something?
Oxys, anything, anything.
Oh, and I heard that the creator, he did drugs or something, right?
Yeah, apparently the show is based on, like, Sam Levinson's, like his history
a little bit.
Yeah,
that's deep, because I'm sure when he writes it, he's remembering these things.
Yeah, I did see like a behind the scenes clip of Zendaya talking about how she like looks up to him, and she loves playing the character because she sees a character in him. You know, she sees that he got clean and he was able to make an amazing show and amazing career after the fact.
You know what? Because you said that,
but just kidding.
Because you said that, I'm going to put respect on his name. For now, until we hear stuff, if something happens or something. With men, you can't put too much respect on the name because they might do something insane.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Because
I was going to be like, he was a drug addict. But then I'm like, no. If Zendaya looks up to him, I'm not going to say that. You know what I mean? True. But okay, so long story short, we did some dialogue things. We're going to send to Taylor Sheridan. We won't send it. We'll do our thing. Hopefully he takes notice. And I would love to, for April also, she's super producer. I would love for you to produce on this.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going to play Ashley's dialogue that we can open the show with. Now, imagine, and we can go there. We can go there using these technologies. An open field, a Western kind of milieu. You know what I mean? And let me just please, because it's been so long.
All right.
But you know, this kind of Western milieu. You know what I mean? Beauty. This America. I learned today, Ashley, that and April, that
you just called me Ashley.
Yeah.
What are you, my mother now?
Yeah, I learned that Blake has an interest in American history because Blake is American.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw the movie Dog with Channing Tatum.
Oh yeah,
it was a beautiful movie.
I tend not to watch too many of these films. I'm not gonna lie.
No, right, but you got to understand something. When our forefathers went to the Portland on the Golden Trails, they knew. They knew.
They knew what, Nas?
They knew. So I'm going to, okay, so I unfortunately, I can't have the speech with the music because I didn't really edit it with music, but we're just going to hear the raw Esmeralda, not Ashley anymore. And the fucked up thing is, and this is really fucked up, fucked up. When Ashley started reading, she was not Ashley. She was Esmeralda.
Well, I mean, let me be the judge of that.
Okay.
You could have tricked me. You could have fooled me.
It was fucked up. I was like, this is fucked up. Like, you know how, like, on the House of Gucci where they were like, oh, Jared Leto was like, he was in character forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lady Gaga was like, it was fucked up.
It was
They said
up.
That. I read it. They were like, this is fucked up.
I still have to watch that.
This is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
I heard it was pretty wacky. Not wacky, but wild. Just like the whole, everybody was.
Well, all I know is when people.
Very in character,
when,
I guess.
When people don't be themselves and they become another person, it's fucked up.
It's hard to get out of. He's got that look.
I don't know. The thing is, this is all new, but I'm having fun with it because I like being in the West.
Right.
It's fucked up.
We're in
so this is actually. Amigas, if you want more of this beauty acting, this wonderful. Of this amazing, she plays Donya, you know.
Donya,
check out Amigas on our Wild 7 that you're on our channel right now.
Yes, please.
You prick. Okay,
but all right. It'll all be in Spanish.
Yeah, all right, listen to this. This acting. And Zendaya is good, but look out. All right.
What is this land? When I feel the grass under my footsteps and I hear the humming of the bees and the birds in the sky, I think, what is America? It is beauty. It is ugly. It's the cruelty of man. But there was one man who stood above them all, Barnabas. Call me our Barnabas. He was from a land called Iran, or Persia, what have you. He was a cowboy who saved us all. He saved us all from ourselves. Look inside yourself and you will find Barnabas. Even in the lowly willows of Eve. Barnabas. Barnabas from Iran. America loves you, for your name is barn, like a barn farm thing, and bus, which has not been invented yet. I only knew one thing. Time is just yogurt in this land. Time is just yogurt in this land.
Wait, I'm sorry.
We, yeah. Wow. Right? Yeah. Blake asked me what that meant.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like, it's like a metaphor.
For what?
Fermentation. It's provocative. Exactly. Ashley just said. Yeah. Well, the thing is, well, you know what? I was going to get into the next thing because I was going to talk to the...
That was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you, April. Thank you. You want to hear something else beautiful? Oh my God. Okay, so let's jump into the next thing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. In fact, let me turn on this thing. All right, let me just a little, I have this little device here.
What is that device?
It's a cool little like thing I got at a Star Wars souvenir store. it was really great. So wait, what notification do I have on my phone? Oh shit.
What is it?
It was Mo, he called me. I'm going to have his birthday. Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow.
Tell him I said happy birthday.
I'm going to say happy birthday, Mo. He's a Euphoria fan as well.
Oh wait, so you're both Pisces, huh?
We are.
That's cute.
We are.
I love that.
It's
two fishes.
What's funny is it's his brother's birthday.
Really?
1 week.
No way.
Then it's my birthday.
Two pipe.
Then
oh
it's
God.
Mo's birthday.
Weird.
Yeah. Blake, what is your birth sign?
Your sun sign.
Your birth
sign. You're a Sagittarius, yes. Right? Yeah. I remember, all you guys had some fire in you.
Sagittarius.
So your birthday
huh?
is in November?
No, December.
December.
December 4th.
Nice. Interesting. Nice.
Blake, can I make a suggestion?
So two fire signs here.
Fire signs.
Yeah.
But I think I'm...
Are you cusp?
Eh?
I don't...
Like when you're on like the cusp of another sign at the end of one or at the beginning of the other.
I think Blake is at the cusp...
December 4th. No, he's not on the cusp.
A fire sign, but I want to say rising sign too. But in the retrograde.
You don't even know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I did my birth chart thing. So like.
Oh, do you know your full chart?
Not like by heart, but like I have. Pretty sure I have it on my computer.
Do you remember what your rising sign was? Was it Virgo?
No.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay, guys. I wanna share something beautiful. Something really beautiful. Let me just hit my Star Wars device.
Your magical device. So yeah, that movie. I don't know how I feel about it yet, Nas.
Dog? Or 1883?
No, you're pitching me a new movie.
Oh. No.
Are you not?
The TV show.
No, the TV show. Well, no. I'm just saying, if Tyler Sheridan wants Wild 7's voice, which is the most diverse, important voice,
cool,
awesome,
relevant,
non-stupid voice on the planet, hit us up. I mean, I like the show. And look, here's the thing. Here's the caveat. With or without us, I think the show is going to be great. I think you're a super talent. You're really good. You heard it from me first.
You'll be okay without us if you decide to go that route.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. You're not a prick. Listen.
Feistiness.
No. I do like the show. It's really fun. It is really fun. I have a lot of fun watching. I do. I'm not a hater. I would never come on here with something that I hate. I might. In fact, this might lead to something, but who knows? But okay. I want to share with you some provocative words, okay? Gang?
Okay.
Okay. And these words may result in my head to swell. Okay? All right. And I'll share the first paragraph of this and then the last. And within that time, my head will become the size of a blimp. All right. A bloodied woman runs down a street, fleeing from who knows what. Gore-streaked bodies lie in an immobile heap. In a cartoon world, a young boy and girl seek sanctuary in a movie theater aptly named Cinema Hell. Disturbingly perky, having escaped a shooting at their school, and find themselves in dubious company of owner Mr. Red.
Sounds familiar.
That is from a review of Debbie and the Devil, and it's a great review, and I'm so happy, and it makes me so fucking... Fuck my enemies, you motherfuckers. I'm just kidding. It's positive. We want to be positive. Let's be Magic Kingdom today.
When Oz gets okay. like this, I'm just
Yeah. No, yeah. In fact, she saw me throw a temper tantrum yesterday. It was pretty intense. I was pretty pissed. But yeah. But it was for nothing. Yeah. It was for first world, beyond first world problems. but I want to end. This is a review for Debbie and the Devil.
That's a good review.
It was so a good far. Review. They gave us 8.5 out of 10 cartoon chainsaws.
This is from Horror Buzz.
Horror Buzz Daily. Yeah, if you'd like to check out the rest of the review, just check it out at horrorbuzzdaily.com.
That was exciting.
It was very nice. And I just want to read the end of it because I just, I like this.
It's a great setup it's funny because you started reading this and I was like, oh, this sounds really cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's our movie.
Yeah. I had the same reaction. I was reading it. I was like, this movie sounds amazing. What is this? Who did this? And I was like, I did. Ah, yeah. But okay. So the end, I just want to, this is a real review. It's not like we anything. Like, this is a guy, he's a reviewer. Horror Buzz Daily is a pretty big horror publication. He saw it. He liked it. I don't even know the dude's name. What is his name? Let's shout him out. Fucking A. I can't see.
Fucking A.
Yeah. It just says Nick. Okay, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
Thank
love you,
Nick,
man.
From Horror Buzz.
Yeah.
8.5 chainsaws, right? That's
that
great.
Reminds me of something because you just reminded me of
that's
the
a B plus
industry.
Right there.
Yeah, that's a B plus. I'll
above
take that.
Above average right there.
I will take that. We will
right
take
below
that.
An A minus.
Yes.
You know, in school, that would have made me kind of mad though. So fuck
you. You're that much of an overachiever that really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Was Ashley the same way too? Were you?
She was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she had the same
an
like
A minus, you'd be bummed out.
Yeah. It was ingrained in our heads, I swear.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
I mean, like I was. Yeah. There was a lot of pressure on us to get straight A's and get these scholarships. And I really wanted to go to like UCLA. And so like I worked my whole school career, my whole educational career to try to go to like a prestigious like college because. You know, I was told like, you know, if you get straight A's and you do all this like extracurricular activities and volunteer that you'll be able to like get into, you know, this great school.
Oh, interesting.
Bullshit. Never happened.
Huh.
All for nothing. Right.
But you went to a good college. A good.
Yeah. But I mean, I could have gotten with like straight B's.
But you made the good connects. And
did you go to college, Nas?
No. No, man.
We all ended up in the same place.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean.
Yeah. The one thing my parents hated about me was that I just never studied. And then every time we had to get the report cards, they'd go nuts. Like, they'd be like, dude, you're fucking dumb. I'm like, well, okay. I am. I don't like this shit. It's boring. I don't want to do it. You've seen me in settings where, like, that when we did AFM, that's boring bullshit, you know, like online shit when COVID was killing everybody. We're doing online shit. If I get in a setting where I have to I'm with a lot of people or a lot of like beings and I have to concentrate, I get really sleepy. Or my brain I start thinking of other things. I start thinking of like what I want to eat or, you know, like a movie that I want to see or just stories.
Do you know if you have like any kind of like ADHD or anything?
No.
Or have you ever?
No. No.
No.
No, no, I think I've been tested.
It's pretty
common. No, this is the thing that lets me know I don't have it. It's that I can sit and read a book for like a long, long time.
Now or before also though?
Before too. I've always been kind of.
Well, if someone's like read a history, like, you know, in class, like read.
Oh, if
chapter.
I don't, if I'm not interested, I don't want to.
Right. Well,
but it's just shit that I'm interested in.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of different.
Right. Right.
But I guess I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like a history book. Book about Andre the Giant. You know what I mean? I'm into it. But where was I? Yeah. Oh, let me just finish this little review. I was drawn. Oh, let me really. I was drawn to the dark madness of Debbie and the Devil, a wild, freaky, gory poke in the eye that delivers comedy and carnage in one hit. It also offers a startlingly frank look at the ways society and the world in general tend to behave, whether we choose to admit it or not. For those willing to seek, there's thought-provoking stuff here. Thank you.
That's
Thank
actually
you.
Really good.
I
you
love
know?
That.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. See that, Blake? You see how it goes down in Wild 7? We create. They love it. Mm-hmm. My enemies who are nothing. Like, I want to say
His
this.
His head's growing, guys.
No, right. Oh no, God. I want to say this. You're witnessing it right now. I don't have enemies. I have no enemies. No enemies. There is no equal to me. What filmmaker do you know? For real. April knows it. She knows it's happening. It's happening right now as we speak. What filmmaker do you know that their first movie, they acted in it, they wrote it, they directed it, and then they animated it. How many do you know that did that? Me. Just me, and that's it.
And,
I'm willing
and
to
funded
think.
It.
Do you think? Do you think?
Oh my God.
Do you think Zach Braff made of his first movie with animation? And I'm willing to admit that if I see that movie, I'm sure it's a fine movie, whatever. He didn't animate it. Do you think Charlie's Stupid Chaplin, whose movies don't even have words? Fuck these guys.
The disrespect.
I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of these auteurs that think they're so great. I'm the best. I'm the best, April. And you.
Yeah.
And Silent Chris. And when Ashley eventually makes Simpin' After Dark the movie, Lights Out.
That sounds like the X-rated movie.
Well, no, but I mean, Simpin' After Dark is... You know, that's pretty adult too. But what I'm saying is you guys are great too. But I'm tired of these stupid auteurs that are now working that I don't have respect for. Get out.
I feel like we need a translator.
Yeah.
Like basically Nas is just saying you should respect Wild 7 because of all the hard work that we've had to put with like little scraps of money and all the effort and
you know what? I'm going to be very specific.
Respectable.
Yeah. Someone that was playing at the Shockfest Film Festival when we were playing left a not nice word about my movie. Okay?
Somebody that was playing.
Somebody who had a chintzy little fucking stupid little short film that I don't even think I will ever watch and nobody ever will wrote something bad about my movie on a forum that I will not reveal. And the thing is, this person wrote nothing of substance about my movie. They just wrote, real edgy. Like, I think the quote was, it's like high school, like so edgy. And really, you see, like, reminds me of like, when I was into Neil Gaiman. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck this person is talking about. I was into Neil Gaiman. Fuck you. I like Neil Gaiman. I researched Blake. Mm-hmm. There's a group of fire behind me.
The growing.
Yeah. Influence. I researched who this person was, researching his name.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh my God.
I did.
What?
And then I find that this person has a short film playing at the same festival that we were playing.
A short film?
A short film. It's a fake film. It's not a real film. You may. It's a hater.
Yeah.
A hater. Oh.
It's like, I remember when I used to talk shit about movies before I even made a movie.
Oh, you made a movie in a shoebox, sir. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You know, it's like we're out here running a marathon and you're running like a 5K.
You're a big man.
Sorry.
Big man made a short film. Big man made a little movie. Criticizing mine.
Oh, you know, you got to love the haters a little.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh, your mother's so disappointed in you. Your mom. I'm being serious because if I know this because this was my mom. My mom would go to parties and she'd say, this was before I made Debbie. People would ask her, what did your son do? And then she would say, oh, I mean, you know, like he kind of, this is exactly what she would say. And I'm saying this because I feel you and I understand your loserness, but I'm not there anymore. Do you get what I'm saying? My mom would say, my son, I mean, you ask what he does. He makes some short films, but it's like he makes it in a shoebox or something. Like, you know, it's not really, I guess my son's a loser, you know, I don't know, you know. And then she sort of changed the subject. That's what your mother says about you. Oh. And the fact that you would spend even an iota of a minute to direct anything not nice about my baby, my country, in 1883, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Do I wish you were deceased? No, because that is wrong. I wish you many, many, many years of life so that you can see us progress. You know,
we have to appreciate the haters at the end of the
day. I appreciate you. But in the end of the day, and I'm being real, okay?
You know, you're still inspired.
Yeah, yeah, I'm inspired. I'm inspired to
You're inspiring him.
No. I should inspire you. Do something better than a short shoebox short film. I was going to say something really bad, but I'm not going to say it. Do you know why? Because I respect your mom. I'm going to confess something to you. Blake knows this. That's why he's looking all shifty-eyed. Your mother and I dated.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going there?
Yes, I am going there. There's a good chance I'm your father.
Oh, my God. Are you...
And as your father, I'm really like, this is, yeah. You know what I mean? There's a good chance. And I don't care. And your mom was cool. She just wanted a kid. I was like, sure, I'll help you out. Oh my God. That's it. I mean, I respect your mom. She was cool. She was with it. She was liberal. At age two, she called me. She said, Nas, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, what? She's like, what kind of wacko sperm did you give me? This kid is an idiot. And I said, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I play chess in the game of cinema, as does April and Chris and Blake too. Now, Ashley, we play chess. You don't even play checkers. You play the Monopoly McDonald's game. Ooh. Do you understand? You prick. I hate you.
That's a hard game, bro. I think.
Exactly. You know what? You're never going to win making your shoebox short film.
You know, that's an impossible game.
I looked at this guy. It's impossible. I swear to God, I'm not making this up and I'm going to leave it alone because I could go on this forever, I realized. Like really, and nobody's stopping me right now. It's pretty crazy.
Should we stop?
No. I look at this guy's. No. Blake is used to it. He's had two sessions now with Rick. Okay. I looked at his thing.
Oh, poor Blake.
His
with Rick too.
Yeah. his social media account says, "I'm here to watch movies and have friends." And buddy, I don't have friends. And it's like, of course you don't have friends.
Wait, for real?
For real? Like, what kind of a person puts that?
Wait, that's in their bio?
In their bio. I don't want to say which platform. Because fuck this person. This person. It's a he. Deserves only he would do this. A woman would not do this. Gosh. A woman, I'm saying this, and I hate to make a generalization on the beautiful female species, which I love so much more than men. Men are
gross. Be careful.
No, I'm not.
You heard it here first,
no,
folks.
A woman has to deal with so much bullshit in the world, and also she has to deal with, you know what, her divinity, because women are divine.
Thank you, Nas.
They're divine. This man is an incel. He is a... when men that are incels, Blake, do you know what an incel is?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I told you that earlier. It's a man, involuntary celibate.
Is he a flea on rats?
No, he is.
He's a flea on a rat?
When a man, well, beyond that, a flea at least is an organism. A flea is an organism. It has somewhat of an intelligence. It knows to go on a dog, suck its blood, and get its nutrients. This man is not even like, And I don't want to say this. Like, he is... No, you know what? I once saw an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter where he took someone in and he said... He taught him a lesson.
What is Dog the Bounty Hunter?
It was an old reality show where there was this bounty hunter and it was he caught people and stuff. But he was Christian.
He was a dog?
Yeah. No. But that was his name. He was like Dog, you know. Like, but he said, when I break something down, I build it back up. Mm-hmm. I believe in you.
Yes, you know.
I believe in you.
Keep on.
And the thing is, stop. I haven't seen your short film. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure there's promise.
We should
there.
Have a screening here at the office.
We should have a screening. If this reaches your dumb ears, I invite you to come to this podcast. I don't know if you can make it up the stairs because you're probably like 50 million pounds overweight. And that's okay. That's okay. I'll help you out. I'll help you out. What? What? It was giving me that look. What? What?
Nas.
Okay, you're probably underweight. What? What? What?
I think he gets it. I think he gets it.
Yeah, you're going a bit overboard. Yeah,
we're done. We're good. That was it. That was good for that one. Cool. Wait, was there anything else? Hold on. I wrote a lot of... Yeah.
This guy, please don't hurt yourself, please.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, that's it. Are we done? We're done.